All right, so are you ready to dive into a story that's got more twists and turns than, well, than a political thriller?
Oh, I love a good political thriller.
Right.
Right.
Well, we are taking a deep dive into living history.
Oh, wow.
Hillary Rodham Clinton's memoir. And honestly, it really is like getting a backstage pass to some of the biggest moments in recent history.
Yeah, you think about it, her story really spans a period of incredible change, right? I mean, both for America and the world. And I think what's so fascinating is how her personal life like intersects with these huge shifts, What are you most drawn to in her story? What really stands out to you?
Well, for me, I'm really interested to unpack like her childhood and all of those early influences. And also I want to explore that very unique relationship that she had with Bill Clinton.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, of course, we have to delve into her time as First Lady.
Of course.
And we can't ignore some of the controversies that have followed her throughout her career.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it.
So get ready for some surprising anecdotes and honestly, I think some real lessons about like how to navigate public life when you're in the spotlight like that.
Well, let's start then at the beginning with those early years.
Okay.
It's interesting how her parents, Dorothy and Hugh Rodham, they had such different political views, right? Her father was a staunch Republican businessman.
Man.
And her mother really instilled this strong sense of self-reliance in Hillary. And I think those two things, those viewpoints really seem to have shaped her ability to understand and even embrace different
It's
perspectives.
like she was almost born to be a negotiator. But it wasn't all about politics at home, though, right?
Oh, right.
Like their love story, her parents' love story is kind of a surprise, too.
Oh, tell me about it.
So did you know that Dorothy actually went to Chicago to reconnect with her mom?
I did not know that.
But things didn't work out.
Oh.
And so she ended up meeting Hugh there. And I always wonder what would have happened if Dorothy had just gone back home.
Oh, yeah. It makes you think how different Hillary's life might have been.
Totally.
Right.
And speaking of family dynamics, the way that Hillary describes her grandmother Della is really telling.
Oh,
So on one
what?
hand, Della's this fun-loving woman who loved singing and playing cards, but she was also described as weak and self-indulgent,
Oh, wow.
which is really interesting.
That is interesting.
And it's like a reminder that even within a family, you can have such contrasting personalities and complicated relationships.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like all of those early experiences, you know, with all of their complexities, it really seems to have kind of laid the groundwork
Yeah.
for Hillary's approach to life in general, to the world.
Yeah, I see
I
that.
mean, think about it. She goes on to attend Wellesley College in the 1960s, a time of like massive upheaval, socially, politically, everything.
Yeah, that's true. It was a crazy time.
And so you can't help but wonder, like, how did that environment shape her worldview? You know, how did it fuel that passion that she had for social justice?
Oh, it was a crucible, no doubt about it. From her early involvement in student activism
Yeah.
to her changing views on the Vietnam War, those years at Wellesley were so incredibly formative.
Right.
And who can forget her commencement speech?
Oh, yes.
That was so controversial
I know.
that thrust her into the spotlight.
And you know, it's almost like
It's like a sign of things to come, right?
yeah, it's like she was already making waves
Well,
before she even graduated.
yeah.
And then of course we have Yale Law School and enter Bill Clinton.
There he is.
But here's the thing, you know, it wasn't love at first sight.
Oh, really?
Hillary actually thought he was a bit quiet and awkward at first.
Oh, wow.
That kind of surprised me when I read that.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that even the most iconic couples, right?
Yeah.
They don't always have like a storybook beginning.
Right.
And think about it, you've got Hillary, who is this incredibly bright, ambitious young woman, and she's falling for this guy who's, clearly on a path to a life in politics.
Right.
You can almost sense that tension between her own aspirations
Oh, yeah.
and the realities of their relationship.
Totally. And then she makes this huge decision to follow him to Arkansas after law school.
Oh, wow. Talk about a culture clash.
I know. Here she is, this Ivy League educated woman stepping into this world that's completely different pace of life, different set of social norms.
It must have been a real test for her,
Oh, I know.
A real test of her ability to adapt.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, this is the South in the 1970s.
Right.
You know, she kept using her maiden name, Hillary Rodham, which raised some eyebrows.
Okay.
And she faced all these pressures to conform.
Right.
There's this one story in the book about a judge who kept making all these inappropriate comments about her appearance.
Oh, God.
Really highlights those challenges that she faced as a young woman, you know, trying to make her mark in a very traditional environment.
It really makes you think, like, how much did she have to compromise to fit in, and how much did she stay true to herself during those years in Arkansas?
Yeah, it's a good question. So we left off with Hillary navigating life in Arkansas, right? And it's during this time that she really starts to step into her own as a political force.
Yeah, for sure. Becoming First Lady of Arkansas was a really pivotal moment for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, she wasn't content with just playing the role of, like, the traditional political spouse.
Right.
This is Hillary Rodham Clinton we're talking about.
Exactly.
She was already making a difference. Mm-hmm. You know, she had co-founded Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families. She served on the board of the Legal Services Corporation.
Yeah.
I mean, she was ready to really roll up her sleeves and get to work.
And that's exactly what she did.
Yeah.
You know, education reform became a huge focus for her.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Clinton even appointed her to chair the Arkansas Education Standards Committee.
Oh, wow.
Which really shows you how serious they both were about improving the state's education system.
It's fascinating how she used her platform to advocate for all these issues that she cared about.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, this is the 1980s.
Yeah.
And her being so active in policy really sparked a lot of controversy.
Oh, I bet.
Some people just thought it was totally inappropriate for a first lady to be so involved in politics.
You know, there was definitely this tension between, like, the traditional expectations of the role and her own desire to make a real impact, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the whole name thing again.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
It's hard to believe that her decision to start using the name Hillary Rodham Clinton became a national news story.
It was crazy. It was a calculated move, though, wasn't it?
It really was.
She recognized that holding on to her maiden name was becoming a political liability for Bill.
Yeah.
And she was smart enough, you know, pragmatic enough to just make the change.
It was.
It really shows a willingness to adapt.
It does.
And put the greater good ahead of her personal preferences.
Yeah, I think that's a theme you see throughout her story, you know? This ability to kind of balance ambition with this sense of duty. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of all of this, she also becomes a mother.
Oh my gosh, I know. It's like, when did she sleep?
Right. Chelsea was born in 1980.
Yeah.
Which just adds another layer of complexity to their already super demanding lives.
The book gives us these little glimpses into the challenges of, you know, balancing a high-powered career with motherhood.
Yeah.
And she's very open about the fact that she needed help.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that story about her mother-in-law, Virginia, stepping in to help with childcare?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a good reminder that even the most accomplished women often need that support system.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And speaking of support systems, let's talk about Bill Clinton's decision to run for president in 1992.
Oh, yeah. That was a huge turning point for both of them.
It was. From campaigning, you know, across the country to weathering all of those early scandals that popped up.
Yeah.
Hillary was right there with him, like a constant source of support and strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the Jennifer Flowers controversy?
Oh, yeah. How could you forget?
I know. That was a real trial by fire for their relationship.
Yeah, it was.
And for Hillary's ability to just handle that intense public scrutiny.
But, you know, she got through it with incredible resilience.
She did.
But here's something that I thought was really interesting that I didn't know before reading this book.
Okay.
Hillary wasn't really sure that 1992 was the right time for Bill to run.
Oh, really?
She had reservations.
What were her concerns?
Well, it seems she was worried about what a presidential campaign would do to their family life.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Especially for Chelsea, who was only 11 at the time.
Yeah.
She also seemed to have some doubts about whether Bill was actually ready for all the pressure and the scrutiny that comes with being president.
That's so interesting. You know, it makes you wonder, like, what finally convinced her to support his decision?
Yeah, what changed her mind?
Maybe it was a leap of faith.
Maybe.
But it definitely paid off in the end.
It did.
Bill Clinton won the election.
He did.
And Hillary Rodham Clinton stepped onto the world stage as the First Lady of the United States.
What a moment.
I know. But, you know, as always with Hillary, it wasn't without controversy.
Oh, of course not.
Remember that whole baking cookies combo?
Oh, gosh, yeah. How could we forget?
That just sparked this huge debate about her role as First Lady and her ambition.
It really highlighted, you know, the double standard that women in positions of power often face.
It's like they're damned if they do and damned if they don't.
Exactly.
And she was criticized for being too outspoken, too ambitious, not traditional enough.
Yeah, but knowing Hillary, she wasn't going to let that stop her.
No way.
She was determined to make her mark on the White House.
And she did. So
Yeah.
we left off with Hillary, you know, entering the White House, and she was ready to make her mark as first lady.
Ready to go.
But she had a very specific mission in mind, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Healthcare reform was at the top of the list for the Clinton administration, and Bill really entrusted Hillary to lead the way on this.
It was a bold move, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To put her front and center on such a complex issue.
It
I mean,
was.
so politically charged.
Yeah.
And it's hard to even grasp like how big of a challenge this was.
It was massive.
They were trying to overhaul this huge system,
Yeah.
and they were facing opposition from every side.
From every angle.
It was an uphill battle from the very beginning.
Yeah. And despite all her efforts, you know, the plan failed. It was a major setback. I mean, both politically and
It
personally.
was.
But what's interesting to me is how Hillary reflects on that experience in her memoir. She doesn't shy away from the disappointment, but she also doesn't like point fingers or play the blame game. Instead, she seems to have really looked closely at why it failed, you know, analyzing all the strategies and the missteps that led to its downfall.
It's like she used it as this huge learning
Yeah,
experience, like a
totally.
master class in politics
Yeah.
and how to deal with Washington. And honestly, those lessons would be so valuable, you know,
Oh, yeah.
as she faced all these scandals and investigations,
Right.
Whitewater, the travel office controversy, Vince Foster's death. I mean, those early years of the Clinton administration were brutal.
They really were a trial by fire.
It's amazing how much they weathered during that time.
Yeah.
And you know, through it all, Hillary just seemed to stay so composed and focused. She never lost sight of her goals.
Yeah, she's got that
She
drive.
does,
Totally.
whether it was, you know, fighting for children and families or women's rights or just being there, you know, for Bill and Chelsea.
Being a source of strength.
It's that resilience that I find so fascinating.
It's incredible.
She never backed down from a fight,
Never.
even when things got really personal and really nasty.
Yeah, and that fighting spirit is what led her to make a really historic decision to run for the U.S. Senate in New York.
I mean, think about the timing.
Yeah.
This is 2000.
Yeah.
Her husband's presidency is coming to an end.
Right.
And she has just come out of one of the most public and humiliating scandals in modern political history.
And she comes out swinging.
I know. I mean, most people would have just disappeared, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But not Hillary.
Nope.
It's almost like she was fueled by the challenge,
Like she had something to prove.
you know, determined to prove everyone wrong.
Yeah.
And she won that election.
She did.
She became the first lady ever to be elected to public office.
Amazing.
It just shows you her ambition, her political skills,
Yeah.
and her ability to connect with voters.
And that really set the stage for an incredible second act in her career.
It did.
I mean, from her years in the Senate to her time as Secretary of State, she continued to break barriers and make history.
And of course, we can't forget about her two presidential campaigns,
Oh, right.
both groundbreaking in their own way.
Especially that 2016 campaign, right? I mean, she came closer than any woman before her to breaking that ultimate glass ceiling. And even in defeat, she inspired so many people with her message of hope and her belief in progress.
Hillary Rodham Clinton's story is far from over.
No, it's not.
But her memoir really gives us this powerful glimpse into the woman behind the headlines, you know,
Yeah.
the woman who dared to break all the rules and challenge everything.
It's a story about ambition, resilience, and just an unwavering commitment to making the world a better place.
And what really stands out to me is that she never stopped learning.
Yeah.
You know, she never stopped evolving. She faced all these obstacles and controversies,
Yeah.
but she always seemed to use those experiences to grow and to learn.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds us that none of us have a perfect journey,
That's for sure.
but it's how we handle those tough times that
Yep,
really
yep.
defines us.
Well said. And as we wrap up this deep dive into Hillary Rodham Clinton's life, it leaves us with a really thought-provoking question. How will history ultimately judge her?
That's a great question.
It's a question that'll be debated for years to come.
Yeah, it will.